Restoring My Soul, Monday the 6th of March, An End to the Kingdom. Jehu was an instrument of judgment in the Lord's hand. The Lord used him to judge the house of Ahab because of its wickedness. However, this does not mean that Jehu was a righteous king. Like many of the kings of Israel before him, he continued to follow the idolatry of Jeroboam. In due time, the Lord also judged the house of Jehu. The Lord declared to the prophet Hosea, "In a little while I will avenge the bloodshed of Jezreel on the house of Jehu and bring an end to the kingdom of the house of Israel." Notably, in the days of Jehu, the Lord began to cut off parts of Israel. All of Jehu's sons did evil in the sight of the Lord. Hosea prophesied during the reign of Jehu's great-grandson, "The Lord avenged the bloodshed of Jezreel on the house of Jehu in the fourth generation of his sons." Jehu's great-great-grandson reigned for only 6 months before he was openly assassinated before all the people. When the Lord judged the house of Jehu, he broke the bow of Israel in the valley of Jezreel. Approximately 30 years after the end of the house of Jehu, the Lord brought an end to the whole kingdom of Israel. The 10 northern tribes were conquered by the Assyrians and were scattered among the Gentiles. We are reminded that the name Jezreel means God scatters. The 10 northern tribes of Israel, under the leadership of Ephraim, were scattered by the Assyrians. This was the sovereign judgment of God upon them. From this day, they have been assimilated among the Gentile nations of the world. It is not possible to trace the lineage of any modern nation or group of people to the 10 lost tribes of Israel. They will never be regathered as a definable national group of people. However, the remnant of the northern tribes of Israel are regathered into the kingdom of God in the fullness of the Gentiles. The references used in today's devotions are 2 Kings chapter 10 verse 29, Hosea chapter 1 verse 4, 2 Kings chapter 10 verses 32 and 33, 2 Kings chapter 15 verses 8 to 10, Hosea chapter 1 verses 4 and 5, and 2 Kings chapter 17 verses 7 to 23. For further study, 2 Kings chapter 17.